Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Vav. We're going to start at Hey Amud Bet at the two dots, about 10 lines from the bottom, 9 lines, I think, if I just counted. Refuah Shlema, the Torah Batino, is Avram Shimon Ben Chanakar, Mipan Imo, or Lipnina Baruch Afrida Chai, Malk Esther Bat Sipor, Dani Abim Mim Chai Rut, Yosef Ben Rachel, Lea Bat Rivka, Refuah Yeshua Falak Ben Bracha Bat, Yael Mirim Bat Chai, Rina Chai Bat Shoshana, Yaakov Ben Rosa, Tzvi Ben Mela, Tai Rachel Bat Tamar Sara, Li Loi Nishma Chana Bat Atar, Rizu Bat Zah. Okay. Shmuel, one second, we're going to go back to Amar Shmuel. B'kiddushin natan la kesef u'shvei kesef, v'amar la hareat mekudeshet, hareat mu'reset, hareat li'intu, harezo mekudeshet. We're dealing with all different types of ways that we talked about yesterday, that in order to affect kiddushin, you need to have an act and a formal declaration. Okay, although we'll see, maybe not necessarily that you have to have it, but generally there has to be something in words, and there's going to be a whole discussion today. What about certain words he uses? Do they work? So Shmuel says here, if you say harat mekudeshet, your mu'reset, havalei le'intu, you're my wife, harezo mekudeshet. Hareini ishech, I'm your husband. Hareini ba'alech, I'm your husband, also husband. Hareini arusech, okay, I'm your betrothed. I don't know how you would say it exactly, but you're betrothed to me. My relationship to you now that we're betrothed. Ein kam beit michush. This is no good. Now, why is that? Because the Torah says, ki kach ish isha. He has to take a woman to be for him. These wording is all directed at him and not at her. There's no, she doesn't appear here, really. Okay? So, it's talking about himself. Whereas the other ones are harei at megureshet, harei at. So she has to, by the way, we see this a lot, that she has to really factor in here, right? As opposed to the get, where we saw she was kind of not a major entity, she didn't have da'at, right? And he does have to, we'll see, the truth is, with Gerushin also, he does have to send her off, the Shulchami Beito. So there's also going to be some sort of part of her having, again, the wording's going to relate also there, but we see in general that she seems to be more of a part of the Kiddushin. Although it's not exactly accurate what I'm saying here, because you'll see in a second that the Megureshet also has to be about her, because she's the one who gets sent out of the house. V'chein b'gerushin, natam la v'amar la, harat v'shulachat, harat Megureshet, harat muteret l'chol adam, again, all kalpei her, harezo Megureshet, eini ishech, I'm not your husband, eini ba'alech, eini arusech, ein kam beit michush, it also doesn't work. Okay? Amar le rapapa labayim. Remember our famous sugya? Okay, if you say something, we learned this from the Darim, and we saw it some other times also. If you make a statement that's not clear what you mean by that statement, then it doesn't work. Is that what we're saying? That it's an unclear statement? The first case, why does it work? Are we going to say that Shmuel says those all work because it's Yadayim She'em Ochichot, and Yadayim She'em Ochichot is Yadayim. Now, why is it Yadayim She'em Ochichot? Because what does he say? What's not Muchach? Harat Mekudeshet. That sounds pretty clear, right? What's not clear about it? What word is missing?
To me.
Right? He doesn't say Harat Mekudeshet Li. He says, you're Mekudeshet, you're betrothed. It doesn't mean to me. But he says it's good. So why does he say it's good? So we want to suggest that maybe he thinks it's good because he thinks even though it's a Yad She'eino Mochiach, right, it doesn't say it 100% that he means you're married, you're betrothed to me. Clearly what he means is you're betrothed to me. And therefore, he thinks that Yadayim She'eino Mochichot are Yadayim, and that's Shmuel Shita, right? Or we're going to say that's why he says it. But that doesn't make any sense to say that because we know Shmuel's opinion about Yadayim She'eino Mochichot. He thinks they're not Yadayim, and therefore that can't be what's going on here. How do we know that? The Hatnan, we have our Mishnah with the Nazir. If you remember the Nazir case, who remembers? Ha'omer, aha, hareze Nazir. If you say the right, you say, and that. Okay? V'havina ban, they ask about it, v'dilma ahe b'ta'anit, maybe he means, and I'll be b'ta'anit, right? I want to fast. Kamar, v'amar Shmuel says, v'hu shahaya nazir over lefanav. It only works if there's a nazir walking, and then he means, oh, like that, he wants to be. And therefore, why is that? Ta'ama de nazir over lefanav. Halav hachi lo. Right? And therefore, why wouldn't it work? Because he thinks Yadayim She'eino Mochichot is not Yadayim. So therefore, how could he say here with the very, very bottom of Hamabet, how could we say here that Shmuel Right? Why does Shmuel think Haram Mikudesh, it works, when it really is Yadayim Shem Ochichod, and when it comes to Nazir, he says it doesn't work. So why would it work here? So what do we answer? Da'amar li, hacha b'maya skinan, da'amar li. He does say li. He says, there's no sheets for today. He says, Hare'a Mikudesh at li. Those are all from earlier in the week. So now let's give you the obvious question. If they said Hare'a Mikudesh at li, then obviously it's Mikudesh, right? Why does now go back to Shmuel's statement? What did he say? If you say Hare'a Mikudesh at li, then Hare'a Mures at li, Hare'a li into Hare'a Mikudesh, Hare'ni Sheikh, Hare'ni Baalei, Hare'ni Arusech, it doesn't work. So now they're going to say Hachi Mai Kamashmalan. So what was the point of saying Hare'a Mikudesh at li? She's Mikudesh, obviously. So what is he teaching us? Hane lishne batrai kamashmalan. It's coming for to as a foil. It's bringing the first three, which are obvious, to say these work, but the other three don't work. And that's what they want to do. They want to compare. Okay? They want to show, because this is what works when you focus on the woman, right? If you say it just about himself, not having to do with the woman, that doesn't work. And now then we're going to have an explicit explanation as to why those other three don't work. Hacha ktiv ki kach, veloshi kach datzmo. Hacha ktiv vishilcha, veloshi shalech datzmo. Okay? What does that mean? He says, ki kach ishisha. It's not that he takes himself. He can't be saying, I'm becoming your husband. What he needs to say is, I'm taking you to be my wife. And again, I'm not walking out of the house. I'm sending you I'm not walking out of the marriage. Forget the house, right? Because sometimes he does leave the house. But I'm not sending you out of the marriage. I'm going out of the marriage. It can't work if he says, I'm going out of the marriage. He has to say, I'm sending you out of the marriage. And that comes from the psukim. So that's what Shmuel's opinion is based on. And it has nothing to do with the Yadayim Shem Ochichot and the word li. By the way, I didn't point this out, but if you look, there's a li in parentheses there, and hava li at li li into, right? One of the gersaot accidentally had the li in the original text. Oh. Okay? But they took it out, right? So round parentheses means don't read it. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Hareat ishti, hareat arusati. Now we're going to have all different, again, we're going to continue along different things that he could say. Okay, you are my wife. Behold, you're my wife. Behold, you're my arusati. Hareat knuyali. Okay, you're acquired to me. Mikudeshet. Hareat sheli. You're mine. Hareat birshuti. Okay, you're in my reshut, my
jurisdiction.
Right, my territory almost. Jurisdiction. Hareat zikukali. This is from Yibum, right? You're connected to me. You have this connection. Mikudeshet. Also, it works. So now there's a strange formulation question, which is, it said the first three mikudeshet. You were assuming that the other three weren't going to be mikudeshet, right? So the Gemara says, v'linu kulu kachada. Why didn't they just give one long list, and at the end say, Hareat Mikudesha. So now we get an interesting answer. Tana Tlat Tlat Shem Inu Vigarsinu. He learned them in sections. In other words, he learned those three as a group, and then he learned the other three as a group. So first he memorized them. You know, I have this, that, you know, these three, I like that bit. So when he brought it to the Beit Midrash, he brought it the way he had learned it and the way he had memorized it. Now we're going to have a question, and as usual, when we have these long lists of questions, we don't necessarily get to answers about all of them. Okay, Ibailehu. Miyuchedetli. Okay, you're special to me. Miyuchedetli. You're destined for me. Mahu. Ezrati. Mahu. Negdati. Mahu. Now we're going to springboard off of psukim from the Torah. Ezer kenegdi. So that's what she's supposed to be, right? So what if he just says, you're Ezrati, or you're Negdati? Okay, it's like a reference to my wife, okay? Maybe in a negative way, but, right? Negdati could also mean complementary, right? It's not necessarily right. Counterpart. It doesn't mean against me. What?
From Ezer Kenegdo.
Right, exactly. It's from Ezer Kenegdo. Well, again, it's all a matter of how you define Ezer Kenegdo.
Yes.
But yes. Okay. Atsurati Mahu. Okay, Atsurati is, Ne'esefet, you're gathered to me. Tzal'ati Mahu. Okay, now we're going to get to how woman was created, from my rib. You're my rib, right? Such a romantic statement. Sigurati, okay, now what's this from? Vayizgor basar tachtena, right, with the rib. Okay, and they see, how they translate it? Sigurati?
Closed.
Okay, so you're closed to me, Mahu. And what is it? Vayizgor basar tachtena. Okay, so tachti, Mahu. Okay? Doesn't, I don't think this means to be understood as you're beneath me, right?
It's replacement.
Okay, yeah. Replacement. But it comes from the pasuk vayizkor basar tachtena, right? That's why in place of it is the translation there. That's why it makes more sense. Tfusati mahu. Okay, that's from this comes from the pasuk about the nara murasa who gets raped by someone, and it says asher lo tafsa. Okay, I think it's by the nara murasa, if I'm not mistaken. Right, it's asher lo nitpasa. Okay, that she wasn't taken by him, right? Litfos is to grab, okay? She wasn't grabbed up, like you talk about women were grabbed up by men or something. Okay, so what about all these things? Last one, likuchati mahu, right? From the shorash ki yikach, ishisha, if he takes her. So you're my taken item. Pashim miyachada. Okay, so we've had this many times, right? They have this long list, and they say, we can at least explain one of them. Okay, we can answer one of them. Which one? Ditanya haomer lekuchati hareza mekudeshet mishum shenemar ki ikach ishisha. There we have a braita which says if you say lekuchati it works. So the last one we have an answer for. Ibay lehu charufati mahu. Who remembers the shifcha charufa? We talked about a shifcha charufa. That's a shifcha that's when you're an eved ivri, you're allowed to take a shifcha, and she's a shifcha charufa leish. She is designated to this person, okay? It means, like, again, designated for the purposes of marriage. And everybody can have a designated shifcha to sleep with. So, let's say you use it in terms of a wife. Yes, that term was used about a shifcha, but it means designated, basically. So, let's say he says, charufati ma. Tashma, let's learn from here. Detanya haomer charufati mekudeshet, shekem biyuda korin larusa charufa. Okay, so now they say if he were to say charufati, she's mekudeshet, because in Yehuda they call an arusa charufa. So now they say, the Yehuda have Yeruba da Alma? What, is most of the world like Yehuda? In other words, this seems like only in Yehuda they use this term interchangeably. Now, I just want to explain, what's the problem if you use this term and she doesn't, what's the issue? Let's say you use charufati, and in Yehuda that's what they mean, so let's say this guy, we assume that's what he meant. But the point is that the woman has no idea that this is what the term means. And if she has no idea what's the problem, she has to have da'at to go into the marriage. We have to have her consent. If we don't have her, if she didn't understand what he meant, that's the whole question with all these things. Do we assume, and part of it, I think, has to do with the fact that they didn't necessarily think women understood things. So do we assume that the woman understands the meaning of these terms? Okay, if we're going to take a pasuk from the Torah, maybe she doesn't know that pasuk. Maybe she doesn't know that that's in reference to marriage. So some of the mafreshim talk about it in a sense that it's that the women didn't know so much, and therefore they were concerned that the women might not understand this terminology, and therefore they won't consent to be married, and therefore the marriage isn't good without her consent. They're not married. So now they say it doesn't make any sense that you would do this based on just what they say in Yehuda, because it means, obviously, in other places they don't speak this way, and how are you going to assume that? So therefore they say, Hachi Kamar, this is how you should read it. Haomer charufati mekudeshet, shenemar v'hi shifcha nechrefet le'ish. Okay, now they're going to say, no, the reason charufati works because there's a pasuk that says, hi shifcha nechrefet le'ish, in which case, now they're assuming if there's a pasuk, well then everybody knows it, which is a little difficult because all the other terms they didn't think, right, although you could make a distinction. This is really a term that means she's miyuchedet leish for the purposes, right, not exactly marriage, but it's close to marriage when the eved ivri sleeps with the shifcha, as opposed to vayizgor, right, segurati. Yes, it comes from a pasuk, but it's not necessarily that you're going to link the word segurati with the pasuk vayizgor basar tachtena or things like that. Anyway, they're going to say that. Now, the problem is, it's said in the text, right, because in Yehuda they call it, so how are you going to say it? So now they're just going to read like this. Because there's a pasuk that says, v'yishchva necharefet leish, ve'od b'yehuda karin la'rusa charufa. Now they're saying that the Yehuda was brought in just as a further proof, but not that you needed that as your proof. That wasn't the main proof. So they say, that doesn't make any sense to say that, because v'yehuda ve'od likra, once you have a pasuk, you're not going to bring a minhag in Yehuda to support a pasuk. Once you have a pasuk, it's as strong as anything. You're not going to need this minhag in Yehuda to teach you that, to strengthen the pasuk is already pretty strong. So therefore, they reject that, and what do they say? They change the braita entirely. Ela hachi kamar, haomer charufa b'Yehuda mekudeshet.
If you say harufati, it only works in Yehuda. It doesn't work anywhere else. Shekein biYehuda korin la'rusa harufa. Okay, so the only place where they interchange these terms is Yehuda, and therefore in Yehuda it would work. Anywhere else it wouldn't work. Okay, so they changed the braita to mean that. Now we're going to have a question on all these, or it's a little unclear which ones, but Rashi says this is talking about all, a question on all the lishonot that we're talking about here, lekuchati, tfusati, atzurati, tzalati, maybe not lekuchati, because there we actually have an answer. But, b'mayas kinan, in which case are we talking about? Ilema b'she'em edaber al imalis ke gita v'kidusheha, minaya damayka amrala. If we're going to say that he wasn't talking about marriage and divorce or divorce in that conversation, okay, then how on earth is she going to know what he's talking about? Okay, this goes back to what I was saying. If she doesn't know what he's talking about, well, then she's not married. Ella b'midaber imal iskegi tavakidusheha. Let's say they were having a conversation about getting married and they were talking about all sorts of details about getting married. Afa gavdilo amrala nami. Even if he didn't even say these words, now remember I said you had to say some sort of text, but it wasn't 100% clear that you had to. If they're already talking about a marriage conversation and he gives her a ring, okay, then that's enough to affect Kiddushin, even without any sort of terminology going on, okay, any sort of declaration, I should say. How do we know this? Right, by get also. Exactly. By get also, yes. Yes. So now we're going to see it. Ditnan. Okay, I actually didn't have a chance to look. I was curious. This is a Mishnah in Maaser Sheni. I wanted to see what the context was in Maaser Sheni. Anyone wants to look can look. I didn't have a chance to check. But it says in Maaser Sheni, in the Mishnah, Hayam edaber nisha l'skei gita v'kidusheha, v'natan la gita v'kidusheha. Okay, either he gives her a get, or he gives her kesef kidushin or a star. V'lo peresh, but he didn't explain. Rabbi Yossi omer dayo. Rabbi Yossi says that's sufficient. He doesn't need any sort of declaration. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tzarich Lefaresh. Rabbi Yehuda says he does need to explain. And here's the important part. V'amr of Hun Amr Shmuel Halacha Ke Rabbi Yossi. And we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Okay? So now, if we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, then all the... Right? So again, if they weren't talking about Kiddushin or Gerushin, well then these terms are irrelevant. If they were talking about it, then you wouldn't even need these terms. Right? It would be good anyway. So now what are we going to learn? Right? Sometimes... speaking messes you up, right? Sometimes, and more ma'at vaser ve'eh, right? If you talk, if you say something, you get yourself into trouble. Okay, so that's the answer here. They're going to say, le'olam v'midaber imal iskei gita v'kidusheha, v'idi yayv lavishati kachanami, right? Hachinami. If he'd given it to her and hadn't said anything, then it would have worked. But hacha b'mayas kinan, diyav la ba'amr la b'hane lishne, v'hacha kamibayle. And here's the question. Hane lishne l'kidushe ka'amr la? Okay, and the answer is going to be teku. What's the concern? Even if he's talking about iskei kiddushin v'gerushin, it could be that when he says one of these words, what he really means is I want you to do work for me, and not that I want you to marry me. Okay, now, it's a little tricky because not all of these terms have to do with melacha, and it could be that it's only referring to ones that have to do with her working for him, like tachti maybe, like you can work under me. Or Ezrati could be, I need you to help me with something, right? And it's not 100% clear. It could be that he means, I want you to do stuff for me and not necessarily marry me. It's still a little strange. If they were talking about Kiddushin, why would he all of a sudden, right, be saying, I want you to work for me rather than marry me? But anyway, that's the answer they give because they were a little bit stuck in a corner. And again, Cheku, we don't know, other than Likuchati, we don't know whether any of these terms would actually work or not. Okay, Gufa. Now we're going to talk about this issue that they were in the middle of talking about iskei gita v'kidusheha, and it works, right? Even if he doesn't say anything. So now again, why did I say in the beginning you could do it without this declaration? Because while it's true, there's no declaration. However, there was conversation going on, right? They were talking about the topic. So there is some sort of talk, but it's not necessarily, you know, a formal declaration of haran mekudeshet li. Obviously, this wouldn't fly in, right? No one would allow this nowadays. But, you know, it's more also, a lot of these situations are, what if this happened and he gave her something, l'shem kiddushin, they were talking about kiddushin, he gives her a ring, let's say, you know, would you consider this that they are actually married? Not, can we go about doing this milachatchila? Okay, gufa. Hayam deber ma'isha liskei gitav kiddusheha v'natan la gitav kiddusheha v'lo perish. This is just repetitive, right? We're quoting what we said before. Rabbi Yossi omer dayo, Rabbi Yehuda omer tzarich leferish. Now we're going to have Rabbi Yehuda's statement in the name of Shmuel, which we didn't see yet. Amar Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel v'hu she'asukim ba'oto inyan. They have to still be talking about kiddushin. It wasn't just, oh, they were talking about it half an hour ago, but it has to be while they're still in mid-conversation. V'chein amar Rabbi Elazar amar Rabbi Yoshaya. These are Emoraim. V'hush, not Rabbi Elazar, the Tana. V'hush asukim ba'oto inyan. Okay, he says the same thing. Now they're going to say, this is based on a machloket Tanaim, Kitanai. Rabbi Omer v'hush asukim ba'oto inyan. Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Shimon, that's a different, right? This is Rabbi Elazar, the Tana now. Omer, af al pi she'ein asukim ba'oto inyan. Okay, so what they did is they brought two Amoraim that said they have to be talking about the same thing. Then they say, by the way, that what they say is based on one Tanaitic opinion, but there's a different Tanaitic opinion that says they don't have to be in the same inyan. Okay? So now they're going to say, well, v'ilav dasukim ba'oto inyan min yayada. My Kamala, again, you're going to have the same problem. If they're not talking about the same thing, maybe they were talking about half an hour ago, then they're on to some other topic, and the husband gives her a ring, and, you know, how is she supposed to know that that's for the purposes of marriage? Amar Abaye, minyan linyan boto inyan. And what does he say? He says, well, they've gotten off the topic, now it's unclear exactly where we're going with this, they've gotten off the topic of maybe what they were going to get married with, and they're on to maybe the food at the wedding or something. They're still on the wedding topic, but not directly related to the Kiddushin, you know, kinyan. Okay, again, it's not clear what they were talking about, so it's not clear exactly what other inyan they're in within the Kiddushin inyan. I was thinking that, you know, the way we give engagement rings almost sounds like, right? It's very similar because you're talking about getting married and you give an engagement ring. So it's interesting that we don't treat it. You would think that l'chumra, right? Here you go. Will you marry me, right? And then he gives her a ring that it almost sounds like this is exactly this issue that you would need to get out of that, because it sounds like you gave her a ring for the purposes of, you were with the intent to do kiddushin, especially since kiddushin is only engagement, it's not marriage. You really, that's what you're doing. So it's. I didn't, you know, look up sources on this, but it definitely sounds like what we do nowadays should be problematic according to this, because you should be lefachot misafek, you should be considered married, you know, betrothed. So not married, but kiddushin. So anyway, it's something to think about. Obviously, that's not the way we paskin, and it's not an issue, but it's definitely a question that would arise from this sugya. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Shmuel. So now we're continuing along this line. The lines of this, halakha ki Rabbi Yossi. So we paskin like Rabbi Yossi that you have to be talking about oto inyan. Amar le Rav Yemer le Rav Ashi, ve'ela hada Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kol she'eno yodea betiv gitim bekidushin, lo yehe lo esek imahen. Afilu lo Shmuel had Rav Huna Amar Shmuel. Okay, this is an interesting question. Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, said, this is very interesting, anyone who doesn't know enough about Gitin, the laws of Gitin and the laws of Kiddushin, should not be a Dayan and should not be like a Masada, you know, someone who judges on these things. Okay? Now this is, I assume this is why in the Batei Din, there's people who specialize in Gitin. Not just anybody does it. Okay, Kiddushin, it's interesting, we have Masada Kiddushin, and often you can just have anybody be a Masada Kiddushin. So it's interesting, but you could say that a Masada Kiddushin is not the same as a Dayan Kiddushin. In other words, a Dayan would be someone who would deal with, is this person married, is this person not married? So maybe it's not a fair comparison. So it could be based on this, that's why they're very careful. Now, why do they want to be very careful? Because of Eish HaDish issues. You're determining whether this woman's an Eish HaDish or not, and that's a very serious thing, because it's going to affect Mamzerim, right, who she marries, etc. So now, he says, so Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, in the name of Shmuel, that if you don't know enough about Gitin and Kiddushin, you can't be a Dayan. So I want to know now, is his question, this is what Rabbi Yemer asked Rav Ashi, would you consider someone who didn't know this halacha that Rav Huna said in the name of Shmuel, that if they were having a conversation about Kiddushin and he gave her a ring or he gave her money or whatever, would that be, right, would that work or not? In other words, do you have to be Asukim Boto Inyan or not? It's back to Rabbi Yossi, which is Lo Peresh, right? It's enough if he didn't say Haram Mikudesh Adli. It would work. So now, the question is really, since this is such a rare case, right? Do we allow someone to be a Dayan even if they don't know that this is the halacha in that rare case? Do we assume that that rare case might come up before him? Or since it's a rare case that almost never happens, Do we allow him to be a dayan despite the fact that he might not know the halacha in this case? So Amar le Rav Ashi answers in achinami. He would need to know this, okay? And basically Rav Ashi is saying, if you're going to be a dayan, you have to know everything. It's almost like a statement about dayanun in general. You got to know your stuff. You can't just, stump. Okay, v'chein begerushin natan lagita v'amar laharet mishulachat haret megureshet haret muteret l'chol adam haret megureshet. Okay, so then we have that statement about gerushin, right? The same thing. Pshita natan lagita v'amar la. Oh, sorry. Let's read it like this. Pshita. It's obvious if not. By the way, this is the exact sugi we saw at the end of Gittin. It's obvious if natan lagita v'amar la liishto haret bat chorin. Right, he says to her, you're a free woman, lo amar v'lo klum. That's irrelevant, right? Why? Because, right, remember we had this whole conversation, we're going to do it again. The comparison between the lashon for a shichur of a shibcha and the shichur, the freeing of a woman from marriage. So if you say you're a free woman, he didn't say anything because she's a free woman even when she's married. So that doesn't divorce her. Because why is she a free woman? Because she's not owned by her husband. He doesn't own her body, okay? Amar la l'shifchato, but it's obvious if he says to shifcha, harei muteret l'chol adam, lo amar la v'lo klum. That's also a useless statement by a shifcha. You're muteret l'chol adam. Amar la l'ishto, harei latzmech mahu. And this is what we had a question about. When he says, you're on your own, what does that mean? Mi amrin on the malacha ka amar la? Did he mean that I'm supposed to get your maasei adayim? I'm sorry, that I'm willing to give you back your maasei adayim, meaning whatever you make, you can keep the money for yourself, but not that he's divorcing her. Odilma, when he says, harat latzmech, does he mean legamre ka'amrlan? Meaning, you're on your own, you're free to marry anyone you want, which would mean divorce. Amale Ravina le Rav Ashi Tashma, let's learn from here. Titanya gufo shel get shechur, harata, wait, did I? Amale le'ishta, right, okay. So, gufo shel get shechur, harei ata ben chorin, this is about a male slave. You're a free man, harei ata la'atzmecha, right, that's what you say. You say harei ata ben chorin or harei ata la'atzmecha. Hashta uma eviknani dekane le gufe ki amrlai harei ata la'atzmecha, legamre ka amrla. Isha de lo kane le gufa, lo kol shekein. Okay, if harei ata la'atzmecha works to free him entirely when his whole body is owned by you and everything is owned by you, right? Then don't you think that by a woman whose body is not owned by you, that harei ata la'atzmecha should free her from anything she is bound to you by? So that's his kal v'chomer. Amar le Ravina le Rav Ashi, amar la avdo. Here's another thing Ravina says. If he says to his eved, ein li esek b'cha mai. We also saw this before. Ravina asks Rav Ashi a question now. If you said to the eved, I want to have nothing to do with you, business-wise, ein li esek b'cha, I want to have nothing to do with you, mai. Mi amrina, ein li esek b'cha legamre ka'amra le? Odil ma lemalacha ka'amra le, right? Does it just mean, I don't want you to work for me anymore, but you're still my slave in terms of that your body's kanoi, I'm not freeing you. Or does it mean legamre? No, I'm freeing you entirely. I don't want to have anything to do with you, meaning, you're totally free. Amale Rav Nachman le Rav Ashi. Is it Rav Nachman? What is it? Rav Nachman was earlier. Mm-hmm. What does it say here? Resh Nun, it says by me. What does it say? Rav Nachman? Okay. The Amre la, maybe this is why. Other people say it wasn't Rav Nachman, it was Rav Chanim Mechoza'a le Rav Ashi. Okay? I think last time, in Gittin, I don't think it was Rav Nachman. I think it was Rav Chanan or something, I think. And then it was either, I think it was Rav Chanin or Rav Chanin Mechoza'a. That's what I seem to remember. Anyway, there must be some problem because Rav Nachman lived before Rav Ashi. Okay. Anyway, Rav Chanin Mechoza'a says to Rav Ashi, Tashma, let's learn it from here. Hamochir avdo lovei kochavim yatza l'cheirut v'tzarich get shechur mirabo rishon. Remember this? If you sell your eved to a non-Jew, remember a non-Jew can't own his body. So if I sell my eved k'nani, I own his body. If I sell him to a Jew, then I sell his body to the other Jew, and he's owned by the other Jew entirely. But if I sell him to a non-Jew, in our halacha, we don't view it that a non-Jew owns his body, and therefore you still have, his guf is still kanoi l'cha. He works for someone else, but his guf is still kanoi. What would be the relevance? If the guy frees him, he has to go back to working for you. So now, Hamocher avdo lovei kochavim yatza l'chirut, he's free, but tzarich get shichur mirabo rishon. But you have to give him a get shichur to free him. because, right, that's the other thing, that you're not allowed to sell him to a non-Jew, and therefore we penalize you, we make you free him. But also, without the shichrur, if you didn't free him, then he wouldn't be totally free. He would have to go back. He would, technically speaking, he would be yours if the guy freed him. So, Amar Rashbag, Bamed Dvarim Amarim, Shalok Katav Alevo. No, remember, why are we quoting this, just in case you forgot? To teach, what if he says, Ein li esek bach, would it work? Okay, so hold off, we're going to see it soon. So Rashbag says, he needed to get shichrur mirabu rishon if lo katava lav ono. Ava katava lav ono zeu shichruro. It's only in the case where he didn't write his ono, which we'll see in a minute what it is. You might remember. But if he wrote his ono, then that would be already, he would be freed. He wouldn't need to write a separate shtar shichrur. So now, hechidami ono, what is this ono? Amrav sheshet de katav le kishitivrach mimenu ein li esek b'cha. When you run away from him, the Oved Kochavim, I have nothing to do with you. So now what do you see? That Ein li esek bach works to free him, because in that case you wouldn't need a shtar shichrur. So we get an answer at least to that question. Like I said, there were some other things we left open, but that one we got an answer to. Okay, moving on to something different. Amar Abaye, and it's still within Kiddushin. Amar Abaye, Hamikadesh b'milveh, Ein ha-mikudeshet. This is all very interesting now. We're going to get into, what if you say, let's say the woman owes the man money, and he says, well, I'm going to marry you with the money that you're supposed to pay me back. Okay? So now, this doesn't work. Animal kudeshet. So why doesn't this work? Rashi says, Dekicha miste Ephron gamrinan. Okay? Because remember, we learned the whole thing of kiddushin from stay Ephron. Deyahib midi b'shat kiddushin. Right? And what that you have to give something in hand. I'm looking at Rashi. Enam kudeshet. You have to give something b'shat kiddushin. And milve lehotza anitna. Here's a very famous statement that we're going to see many times, especially we're getting up to the Bava soon, okay? Bava Metzia particularly. That a milveh is given lehotzah. What does that mean? I lend you money. I give you money to pay for, to take. What happens to that money? Do you return me that money? No. You return me other money of the same value. So when I gave you that money, it's not like I gave you an object and you can use the object and then you give me the object back. I gave you money. That was lahotza'anitna. I gave it to you to go spend, right? You're going to return me some other money. So that means that he has to marry her with some physical item. He can't say the money that you owe me, because the money that you owe me doesn't exist right now. We don't, right, it's gone. The money, or it almost doesn't exist yet because he hasn't brought the money yet to do that. So now, Milvelo tzani tna ukfar hen shela. Okay, they're already hers. Ma'ot acherim yichayevelo, and she's supposed to give him other money. So therefore, there's no physical money there to be talked about.
What about a piece of paper from a loan? Someone, you give someone a loan, and they give you a piece of paper saying, "I loaned you such
and such." I loaned you, and there's a shtar. You're saying.
Can he marry her with that shtar?
No, because I think the shtar he has to marry her is a shtar kiddushin, just like a shtar gittin. You can't just divorce someone with any sort of shtar. It has to be a shtar that says
something physical.
Right, but I don't think that would work. It doesn't seem to. Okay, so now behana'at milve mikudeshet v'asur lasokem mipnei haramat ribit. Okay, we're not sure yet what this hana'at milveh is, and we're going to get to it in a minute, but the basic facts you have to know right now is, if you do a hana'at milveh, it does work, technically speaking, but you can't do it because it's called ha'aramat ribit. It looks like ribit, okay? It's not exactly ribit midoraita, but it's a ribit midorabana. Hai hana'at milveh, hechidami, ilema da'azkefa, da'amra laba arba'a b'chamisha, ha'ribi ma'aliyata. Let's say he says, from the beginning, I'm going to give you 4, and you pay me back 5. Okay? So that's hana'a of the, right, what does it mean? It means she's getting benefit from the loan, and she's paying with the benefit she gets from the loan, which is the extra zuz that she now has to pay back as ribit. Well, that's ribit. That's ribit midoraita, so it can't be that. Ve'od hainu milveh. And also, if they agreed upon it from the beginning, then that just becomes part of her loan, that she now owes 5. So then it's exactly the same thing, which is it doesn't exist right now, and there's nothing in existence. So therefore, what do they say? Lo tzricha da'arvich le'zimna. What is it? It's that she says, I want you to push off the pay date of the loan. Now, in theory, she could go pay someone to say, I'm going to give you a little money now, and based on that money I'm giving you now, I want you to extend the loan. Okay? Or she could pay someone to convince, I saw some sources say, she, in theory, could pay someone to convince the guy to push off the date of the loan.
the date of the paying back of the loan. So since that's technically speaking like an amount of money, this not the it's not connected to the loan. It's saying, in theory, there's money that I would have paid to get someone to push off the loan so I could pay it back at a later date. That amount of money, with that, he can marry her. Okay?
That's still not a physical object.
So you're right. It's not a physical object, but it's physical enough because what is it? The money, it's almost there now. In other words, it's not loan money that she has to pay back because it's not a loan. It's money that she would have paid him to give her an extension. So that money now is there. In theory, she's saying, I'll give you this money and you give it back to me. Now, it's true there's nothing physical changing hands, but it's enough of something actual. In other words, it's saying...
So really, it has nothing to do with the physical. It has to do with how it's attached to the loan or not attached.
Right, right. So now that's what they're saying, yeah, that it's not... If as long as it's not attached to the loan, it's not part of the loan. Because again, milva lahotzan, it's not, as opposed to this, which is an amount that she's saying, I will pay you this. And he's saying, fine, I'm giving it back to you right now. Okay? So that would work. But again, what's the problem? It looks like ribit. Okay? Now, why is it not ribit? Right, because in theory, what's she doing? She's paying him more money for this loan. So it's not ribit for two reasons. Number one, ribit has to be that it was agreed upon from the beginning, and this wasn't. The second thing is that ribit has to be, this is interesting, something that the malva gains and the lova loses. And she's not losing anything here, because she's getting it back in hana'ah. She's getting it back in marriage. So she's not in a loss of anything. She hasn't lost anything. So that's another reason. Okay, do you have a question still, Shoshana, or no?
No, I was just saying yesterday or whatever, and the day we were making these comparisons between like Bia and the principle of Hana'ah, and that was the underlying thing that joined.
That she got Hana'ah from
here.
Here she's also getting Hana'ah from it.
Because the Hana'ah is why it actually works.
Ah, right. So it's working. Ah, I see. What you're saying is it's working based on Hana'ah.
That's
right.
The driving force.
Right, that the driving force, right. Right, even, right, you're yafeh. And Rashi says that. Rashi says, lo tzricha d'arvich le'zman, Rashi says, zman halva'ato, v'amar lahit kadshi b'hana'a zo sha'at hayit notenet pruta la'adam shifayseni al-kach. Yafeh. So what he's saying is it's the hana'a that she gains from getting this extension, that's a value. And that's a value she can get married off of, from the hana'a.
The hana'a is because she's married, though.
No, the hana'ah is that she's getting an extension on her loan, and with that he can betroth her.
But what about the hana'ah she would get if he forgave the loan?
So that's not considered hana'ah, because that's just the loan, and the loan, right, you could say, because again, that hana'ah is not in front of us. This is hana'ah that's happening, right? I see what you're saying. It's not 100% clear cut.
She's still getting hana'ah because he's forgiving her loan. He's saying,
the hana'ah and the other things weren't straightforward either. Like, the only one that made most sense was the Bia one, but the other, Kesef and Shtar hana'ah.
Right, what they do say is that if he's, so yafes. So they say if he's mochel the entire loan, Rashi says, v'koshkeni machala kol milve v'amarit kachili b'hana'at nechila zo, dehashtiku hudkayav lahach that would work also. As if he says, I'm returning you the whole loan. It's just saying if you don't have to pay me back the money, some of the money, then that's as if like there's no money there. But if he says, I'm mochel you on the loan,
that's okay.
Again, since she would pay money, and that's worth money. Anything that's worth an additional amount of money that's in addition to the halva'ah, that's okay. It's worth money for she would pay X amount of money to get someone to convince him to defer the loan. Okay, so that's worth money. That's not the loan money. That's any loan money, we say, it doesn't work. But if there's money that's worth money, that she would pay something for that money, that already can work. Okay, so I'm a rabbi. Helach mana al manat shetachzireu li. Let's say he says, take this mana, but I want you to give it back to me. So now we're going to have it in all sorts of situations. B'mecher lo kana. Okay, if you buy a field like this, so I'm giving you money for the field, but you have to give me back the money after I acquire the field. That's not a good kinyan. B'isha eina mekudeshet. By a woman, it wouldn't work for marriage. If he says, I'm going to be mekudeshu with this ring, but you have to give it back to me right after, that doesn't work. B'pidyon aben ein beno padoy. He gives it to the kohen, he says, but you have to give me back the money, doesn't work. B'truma yat. Okay, now we're going to have, except in this case it would work. B'truma yatsa yidei netina.
Okay, if you give it to the Kohen and say, I'm giving you this for Truma, but you have to give it back to me. Now you have to think, well, what's the guy going to do with it, right? He's Yisrael, he can't eat Truma, but he could sell it to a Kohen, Bidmei Truma, we saw that. He might get less money for it, but he could sell it, in theory, to a Kohen, if he's already Yotze, his mitzvah of giving the Truma. Then it would work. But it's forbidden to do this. Why? Because it appears like a Kohen who helps Bebet HaGranot. Okay, what is this Kohen HaMaseya Bebet HaGranot? This is a strange thing. So there's two possible ways of reading this. That a Kohen who... It's a Kohen who works in the Bebet HaGranot where they're giving out the Truma, okay? Where he works for the guy who's giving out the... He works in the place where the guy who's giving out the Truma lives. Now, if you work there, what's the thing? The guy's going to basically give you Truma because you work for him. And then... So there's two issues. One is... The coin's supposed to benefit from the truma. And if he's working, then the guy's he's kind of getting less benefit because he kind of has to work for his truma. That's one possibility of looking at it. Or it's more that he's positioning himself to get truma and he's kind of taking it away from other kohanim. Like if you hang out and kiss up to some guy, you know, you're the kohen, then he's going to basically give you his truma and not for other people. So you can't like go do errands for this guy hoping he's going to give you truma. So now, this appears like that. In other words, if you're giving it to someone and saying, not that you give it back to me, it looks like, so now this is a little bit what exactly the connection is. So one interpretation I saw was, it looks like what you're saying is, give it back to me, but I'll give you something else in exchange. In other words, it's more like they're doing some sort of business dealing and it doesn't look so legit. Okay. Mike, and the Rambam, I just saw this in the Rambam, he has an interesting... Nisuach, the way he words it. I wanted to just read it. One second. I'll just put it up here. Okay, the Rambam says, Asur l'kohanim u'levi'im l'seyeh b'beit ha'granot k'dei l'tol matnotehen. Oops, I just lost it. One second. Okay, and then it says, V'alehem ne'emar shichatem brit ha'levi. V'asur l'Yisrael l'hanichosh yiseyeh. And the Yisrael can't even let him help him in the fields and stuff. Ella, here's the word, notem lahem chalkam bekavod. He has to give it to them out of respect, not out of, oh, you're lowly, you're working for me, right? He has to give it to him. The coin's supposed to be in a higher, that's the way I understand it. Maybe there's other ways, but the coin in the hierarchy is in a higher place. So if he starts working for him, then he's already in a lower place and getting the chuma is like, oh, you know, you work for me. So he's supposed to get it out of a position of kavod. What are you saying? What?
We learned something in Yishayahu.
Oh, it was just like this? Oh, yeah. Interesting. Does it connect? What is it?
No, it was just a nevuah about in the end of time that the social order will be
complete. The social order.
And the Kohen and the Tzar will be
on the same level. Yafeh. Right. That's the whole thing. There's this hierarchy. Okay, we're going to stop here for today. We're going to pick up on the sugya tomorrow and finish up about the Matanah Manat Lachzir. Okay, at this point... Okay, don't keep it too much in your head because we're going to change a little bit about what we said. But at this point, we have the list of, if you give a matana al minat shetach zireyu, in a mecher it doesn't work, in ishad shena mekudeshen, pidyon aben, he's not padoy. But betruma, it would technically speaking work, but you're not allowed to do it because it has this appearance of, like a kohen maseya bebeit hagranot. Okay, then we're going to try to figure out what Rava's theories are based upon. Okay?
Why would we even be